I wanted to talk to you this morning about enjoying the season. Now, I'm not talking about summer, spring, fall, all that stuff. I'm talking about the season that you're all living in. You all recognize that wherever you are right now, it will not last.
That's right.
You know, Connie and I have been married 45 in December. Yeah, it will be. But you know, even that won't last. Everything's seasonal. I'm going to talk to you about that. Father, we lift up the service. We thank you that those that are here this morning, those that are on vacation, we pray that they're in a place where they can get hooked up online and keep up. We thank you for those that follow by internet. Lord, you've got social media now that's going to be able to make it so we can go any place in the world at any time. And you're meeting the needs. Father, in the end, the time is the word says that in the time, everyone's going to know when you step back on this planet. And Father, we thank you that that time is getting closer and closer. And we want to just live for you the best we can. And thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ecclesiastes 3:1, if you want to write that down, it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Everything that goes on, there's a season. Season, definition for season, is a set time appointed to be fixed. I never give this much of a thought until I was going through some things in my life that I thought was the end of the world. Anybody been there? Or you was working at a job and you thought, well, you know, I'll just do this forever. I get so tickled. You've got the TV shows, the house hunters, and they look for their home for the future. They say, oh, we're going to live here forever. And I always have to chuckle because I think, not a real good chance of that. You know that the average American changes jobs 10 to 12 times in their career. You say, well, I've kept mine for a long time. Well, probably in that job, you've changed jobs. But I got to think about the different, I know I worked for Gilsters. I worked at the loading dock for Gilsters. I worked at the coal mines for 20 years. I've been here almost 30 years. And I'm thinking, man. And in the midst of those times, I did roofing. I mean, everything changes in your life. I don't care where you are, it's going to change. It's going to change. You know, in Psalms 1, verse 3, it says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in its season. I want to bring forth fruit in my season. I want to be a person that brings forth that fruit. In the New Living Translation in James 4:14, it says, how do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like a morning fog, it says in New Living Translation. It's here a little while, then vanishes away. We've heard the statement so many times where, you know, life is just a vapor. It's just a poof. I ran across just this morning in Psalms 39:5. It says, at best, you're just a vapor. I thought, wow, that even brings it down more. You know, here I thought I was a vapor. But then in Psalms there, it says, at best, Ron, you're just a vapor. Grab that, because sometimes you think you're going through things that's going to last forever. No, they're not. They're going to pass. They're going to go on. I've got a list of a few things. You know, places you go. Us older folks can think about that more than maybe the younger ones, because I look at all the different places that we go. Places you go eat. That tends to go for a while, and then you change and go someplace else. Connie's mom right now, because it's handy, she's down in assisted living, and Denny's is just basically around the corner. So now there's a season of we're going to Denny's. And during that season of going to Denny's, you know the menu, and you learn what you like and what you shouldn't have ate when you leave. And you know, you don't get eggs when you're breakfast now. You get all this stack of pancakes, and then you get the kind with all this sweet stuff on the top, and then you But I'm so glad that that's just a season that I'm going through. One of these days I'll go, I'm not going back to Denny's. I went to Denny's too many times. Everybody here?
Sure.
Olive Garden. We go to Olive Garden. I mean, everything we do is seasonal. Every place we go is seasonal. You know, the things you do in life, in general, just your everyday activities. Some people don't like change, but change is good. Because change will bring the next season that you need to be in. Because folks don't get stuck in the same season. You know, we've seen that in the church as a whole, the charismatic move. I mean, the gifts of the Spirit were moving unbelievable back in those days. And then it's kind of like, okay, now we're not going to move as much visible as we did then. Well, the gifts of the Spirit were brought forth and bring forth to bring unbelievers in. Once you're a believer, you're not supposed to have that to keep going. But so many people like to stay where they were. Churches do that. We're doing that here. And to a degree, I'm praying that that starts changing a little bit. We get stuck back in how we designed and how we built. And it's time to change and go keep up with times. I can just go on and go on with the changes that take place. The job, I talked about the jobs. I was blown away when I Googled the statistics on that. 10 to 12 times we change. The average person moves 2 or 3 times in their lifetime. You say, no, I'm where I'm going to be. Well, maybe you are, maybe you're not. I found that anything I said that I was going to do forever, or something that I said I was never going to do, how many's been caught on that one? The people you spend time with. Seasonal. Now, I'm bringing all these up for a reason. You know, when the church first started, and y'all probably don't realize it, but the ones that started this church, we were in our 30s. And at that point, because everything was church, talk about church, what are we going to do, how are we going to design, what are we going to do, we were out at Doc and Betty's, the whole crew, that all the time, we hung out then. Well, do we hang out with them all the time now? Not as much as we did then. Because everything is seasonal. Now we've got a group that's NRG group. They're kind of where we were. Now they're all hanging out, and they're tweeting and instant messaging and all that stuff they do now, you know. And they're actually staying closer knit than we were, because we would get together once in a while. Now social media's got where it doesn't matter what you're doing, that little thing on your phone goes beep. You go, what's everybody got to say? And you pull that little circle down and you click it and thumbs up and high fives and all that stuff. It's like, you know, we're in the same boat together. Here we are. But guess what? That will all pass. And not for good or not for bad, just because you can't stay in the same season. God has not got a design for you to stay in the same season. It's not going to happen. The people that you encounter, I find that very interesting. I've got all kinds of relatives that live here in Chester. And for me to see them, I mean, it's almost like it's a miracle. And we've only got one Walmart. Come on, everybody. We've got one Casey's. We've got one Walmart. You'd think you would see them often. But those encounters are seasonal. We had a situation last night at Denny's where I recognized that one of the ladies that worked in the back was, you could just tell something was going on with her. She was going through a hard time. And I just purposely say, you all right? When I went to pay the bill. Well, no. And I said, it'll get better. She said, yeah, but I lost my dad. So I was able to just, in a matter of moments, share, I know how you feel. And it's going to get better. Just give it time. And then I grabbed her hand as we was going out. And I said, I'm going to keep you in prayer. That's an encounter. But that's still, folks, a season. Where if you don't pay attention to your seasons, you'll miss them. And when you miss your season, you've missed something God wanted to use you for. All important to recognize, but it's all a passing thing. You know, something I found in the season too is your seasons are right now that you're in. What I used to do, you know, I don't know why it came to my mind when I was standing down here, but I had flashbacks of my college days. I still have nightmares of that. Not very long ago, it was like a nightmare. I was at college, and I couldn't find where the building was, where my class was, where I was supposed to be. And it's just like, what? Why am I? Well, that's my college days was seasonal, and I'm so glad that was over. You know why? I wasn't supposed to be at college. We was going through that air, which is still a little bit around. Everybody's got to go college. Well, not if that's not for me. I was supposed to be learning this right here and getting involved in this. But that season that I went through was all for a purpose. God uses everything that goes on. But seasons change. And we got to recognize that the grace, and we know this around here, your grace is not for what took place yesterday. That's already, I can't go back to yesterday. I can't go back to Denny's and visit with Connie's mother. That time's gone. So while you're in that season, today is when you trust the grace of God today to allow you to say what you're supposed to say, do what you're supposed to do. We left and Connie's mom said to her, I just so enjoy spending time with you two. Well, that's because of grace. That's only because of grace. Today, what we're doing right now, this season of right now, you sitting and listening to me is right now. And if you're sitting there on your telephone and you're looking at your Facebook and you're not listening, you are missing this season right now. Well, yeah, but I've got to check my phone. No, you are missing the season. You say, well, does that happen? Stand in the back. You know, it's all good. People's got their Bibles in them and stuff, and that's all good. But there's nothing like the old Word of God that you learn from and you treat that. Everything is now. Everything is now. Everything is now. In that season of now, though, see, your actions and your reactions will set your future and many times set people's future that you're around if they grab that. Your actions and reactions, you know, well, I'm busy. I don't have time. I don't have time right now. You don't have time right now not to allow the Holy Spirit to move and use you. Your actions and reactions. I'm one that, and I have to work on this. I'm one that, give me the facts, let's move on. Some people are, the flowers are beautiful, they're red, they've got long stems, they grow in the dirt, da, 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 da. Just tell me you got a flower. But see, during that time that I'm talking to someone like that, I have to come back to a balance, say, okay. My brother-in-law, Chuck. Anybody that knows Chuck. I could tell the same story in 37 seconds that takes him 37 minutes. But that's just where Chuck's at. That's Chuck. So what you have to do for that now is, what is your action? What is your reaction? Quit putting words in his mouth. Let him finish his words. Diane does it good enough. She fills those words quick enough. But isn't that the truth? Now think about it. Because we've got to recognize that when you run into somebody, and that's the thing, you might run into somebody that you haven't seen. What's going to take place right at that moment? Are you complaining? Are you griping? Are you grumbling? Are you... It's the craziest thing you ever seen. It's either too hot, it's too cold, it's like too loud, too quiet, too much bass, too little bass. That's all we want. We want to talk about the complaints. And you can find out real quick where people are at and where their mind's at all the time. And you just go, small talk. What good is it to say it's hot out? Everybody knows it's hot out. It's summer. It's supposed to be hot out. If it wasn't hot out, you know what you say? Oh, it's so cold. Oh, we should warm up and we need some rain. It's rained too much. Yeah, true. That's what I'm talking about. That season, why are we wasting our time talking about stuff that means nothing? You say, well, that's conversation. No, that's a wasted... That's filler. That's a good word, Connie. That's filler. That's filler. That's even better than what I had. That's filler. See, what effect do we have? Now, I'm not saying it's wrong to talk about the weather. I do it, we do it, but it's interesting to listen to people. They're like the ones that crossed the Red Sea. You know, when they got on the other side, they started complaining of me. Here they're on this side and they couldn't get across. And here he made a four-lane highway, a dry four-lane highway, with a beautiful sight, water standing on both sides. And then we get on the other side and we complain. See, we can't go there because what about that moment? What about that season? Enjoy that season you're passing through, folks. Come to that place of knowing that there is enjoyment in it. See, my season will affect you. I've had a season of almost 30 years standing right behind this pulpit. I still find that hard to even. I knew at 12 that I was going to be a pastor. But I didn't know till 32 that he was serious. But then from then till now, I've been to some degree pastoring. Been here almost 30 years. This has been a season, and the season's not cut short yet, that I have brought the word forth. This has been a season that many of you that have been here all along have been listening to me and putting up with me. But it's still just, if you're tired of me, it's the season. One of these days, if Jesus don't come back, it'll have to end. We were talking earlier, you know, as you get older, you find that you can't do the same things you used to do. Anybody? Sure. You older folks? You know, now seriously, there's a grieving that goes on when you get older. Absolutely. There really is, because for me to climb up a ladder and run up on a roof and do some stuff and back down a ladder used to be, that was no big deal. I didn't even give it a thought. But as I'm now 66 going on 67 and I've had knees replaced, I'm not as stable as I used to be. And that season of doing those things, there's a grieving. Sure. Because I used to run a 4-minute mile. Even to run a mile. Well, let's even do walk a mile. Even ride a bicycle a mile. But see, there's a grieving that goes on. But you got to recognize everything in your life has got a season. And what are we going to do with that season? You know, my dad, sitting back here rocking away, got the best chair in the house. He's 90 years old. You could, at 84, you couldn't have kept up with him. So he's going through. Charles has got back problems and can't get around. I mean, I go around the room. There's a season for us. And you know what's sad about it is some people only know the person in this state of mind we are now. Yeah. And you didn't see us when we could run across the top of the ladder, jump across the top of the roof. But listen, folks, everything's seasonal. Everything's at that place where recognize, enjoy what you got, enjoy what you're doing, and don't worry about when it starts slipping away, because that's the way life is. Keep yourself fit. Don't overeat. Don't get big as a barn. All those things that makes it worse, but everything, I'm telling you, everything is seasonal. But I've found that I've got to enjoy wherever I am, and I've struggled with that. Anybody? I mean, when everything goes wrong, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians that you give thanks in everything. So if I'm in a season of my life where things aren't like I think they should be, I have got to purpose say, okay, Lord, what are you going to do with this season of my life? Who am I going to affect in this season, and can I affect them in this season? What can I change in this season? Anybody recognize sometimes that you recognize the season and you was too prideful to change? Yeah, for sure. Anybody had a bad season and just kept going and kept going and kept going? And then when you finally got out of it, you recognized that all I had to do was change one thing and I got out of that season? Yeah. If you don't like the job you're on, start enjoying the job you're on and you may get to move to the next job. Because God wants you to be able to enjoy where you are. Nobody wanted to hear that at all. Enjoy your season. Learn to just trust and enjoy. Learn to come to that place of thinking, okay, Lord, you know that I'm here. You know what's going on. I personally don't like where I am and what's going on, but you already knew it. And you would not have allowed me to even get here if I could not have got through it. So I can only get through it because you're here to help me get through it. So while I'm going through it, I'm going to enjoy this season, because this season, always know this season is going to change. Who you're with, who you're around, where you go, what you do, what you drive, what you run around with, everything's going to change. Where you go grocery shopping, everything's going to change. The people that you see, Casey's, just good example. Casey's and made some good friends there. And then just in a matter of a week, Casey's is shut down. In a matter of just a few weeks, things are totally gone. The people that we knew got sent to Carbondale, got sent here. All of a sudden, that's changed. What did I impart, or did I impart? Was I a grouch when I come in? Was I mad because they were slow sometimes? Was I happy? Was I glad? All part of the now of what God is doing and the enjoying right now. I've told Connie a couple times whenever they went through different workers. I said, they got a new worker, won't make it. Why? Because their attitude. And I knew the boss. Libby, who runs the one down here, is always laughing and always cutting up and trying to get everybody happy when they come in the door. And when you come in and you're a grouch, that season's going to end quick for that person, because everything's seasonal. Everything's seasonal. Everything's seasonal. You know, learn to, if you stay teachable and humble, it's easier to stay and enjoy where God's got you, wherever you are. Every situation. You say, well, you don't understand. I'm going through a rough time with my husband or my wife. You still need to enjoy it. We were talking with family situations, and there's in Connie's side of the family, there's a situation where the son with the grandchild will not let the grandmother see the baby. And that just devastates me, because that's a season. Life changes so fast. And life changes so fast. Well, we're good examples of that. I mean, one weekend we got our grandsons, and the next weekend we don't have our grandsons. But even, you know, for the one that's going through it, you got to recognize it's still seasonal. And when you're being abused, God will make up for the difference. He always will, because he's not going to allow that season to be that bad in your life. He's going to take care of you. As bad as it looks, he's going to take care of you. But we got to recognize that he's always there. You know, remember in the hard times, let me just throw that in there. In the hard times, folks, when it's all over, or you think you're getting toward the end of it, those are going to be, before it's all said and done, God will make those the best times for you. Why? Because he's taking the situation and the circumstance, and he's going to take those times, and he's going to stretch his ability through you, and he's going to bring that character out of you, and you're going to look back and go, how did I get through that? And you're going to see that it was God that got me through that. And you go, wow. You know, the situation that we've got still going on with Chris's situation, we can look back, even Chris, we can look back now and say, I would have never been where I would have been without this happening. Do you want it to happen? I'm not talking about that. My Lord, no. It's been a nightmare. But in the nightmare, there's been so much light. But I know I'm in a vapor. And even if this never gets fixed like it's supposed to be fixed, and he never gets out, I still know that down the road, it will be okay. But see, everything's going on in life. You've got to recognize that you're only here for a So while we're here for that no matter how bad things are around you, or what maybe you even did, forgive yourself, forgive the people in the situation, and get up in the morning, love God, love people, and go to bed. Kevin was saying that he wore that T-shirt up to the air show up at Scott, had all kinds of people commented on it. Love God, love people, and then go back to bed. And then get up in the morning and love God, love people, and go to bed. Because recognize that day could never be again. Well, it won't be again. Everything I did yesterday, I may be around the same area, I may be in the same... I may go back to Denny's, but it don't matter if I go back and sit at the same table. It don't matter if I have the same waitress. It will not ever be the same moment I had before, because that little short season, we've got long seasons and we've got short seasons. But that season, folks, for every one of you, I don't care what your age is or where you're at or what's taking place, that season is not going to be the same. The pets that you've got at your house, that dog or that cat only lives so many years compared to you. That season is going to change. I have to tell myself that when mine wakes me up at 2 o'clock in the morning and just wants to go outside and eat acorns. You little lovely thing, this season's going to change. He's going to get old and he's going to die. That's just what happens. No, I'm not saying hurry up. Everything is seasonal. Everything that's going on in your life is seasonal. But we got to remember that in the hard times, they're the best times. Whether you like that or not, it's the truth. You get grounded. You get mature. You grow in life. You build relationships with people you never had before. You recognize in the, listen to this, you recognize in the really, really, really bad, hard times who your real friends in Christ are. And those that aren't really with you, they will leave you. But if they weren't with you, you don't need them. Because God has all that. He knows who your friends should be and who your friends shouldn't be. Quit trying to be friends with people that are pulling you down. Be friends with people that are lifting you up. Quit trying to do things to keep them happy. If they're not happy, they're never going to be happy. Just be yourself and be who Christ built you to be. So during that season of your life, you can affect other people. If you run around trying to be what everybody else wants you to be, then you're not what God wants you to be, and your season will never be what it's supposed to be. I just glanced past Cheryl. Who would have thought that Ed, bam, gone? The Nagels, who would have thought that Randy, bam, gone? Who would have thought? I mean, the list goes on and on of the people and the things that happen in our lives that affects everybody. But what are you going to do in that season? Well, they should have done this and they should have done that. I can't fix that yesterday. I can't reach back and change the channel. It don't happen, folks. So what do? You take that that you've got and you ask for the grace during that season. Lord, what do I do now in this season, who I run into, who I come in contact with? When I go to Walmart, wouldn't it be nicer if everybody in here, when you went to Walmart, you went in expecting to put a smile on somebody else's face by the joy that's inside your heart. Instead of getting on to the guy that's trying to give you the medications, or get on to the lady because she don't really understand how to mix paint, or, and the list goes on and on. You know, well, don't you work here? Well, they're just like you and I. Wouldn't it be better to make them happy while you're there and say, it's okay if the cash register's broke. I'll wait. I'm good. I'm all right. Instead, or, you know, now we swipe the cards and now we have to stick the thing in the cards. And everybody's machine doesn't work real fast. So sometimes you stick them in and don't remove the card. Don't remove the card. Don't remove the card. Please now remove the card. And the cashier said, you should have removed the card. Now we've got to do it over. Guess what? That's a season. Because if I read it right, one of these days you're just going to have it on the back of your hand. And you're just going to go like this, and they're going to have all your information, and then it'll go. That'll be seasonal too. God will take care of that season. Folks, everything you're in, wherever you're at, whoever you're with, take advantage of every moment. Because you don't know what the next moment is going to bring. Allow the Holy Spirit to do the work. In every season, folks, you're going to touch lives around you. But you know, I got one that never, ever, ever changes. We change. Jesus never changes. Hebrews 13:8 said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's one thing that we can recognize. You know, it's no different than the church. We never ever change the message because God never changes. Right. But sometimes we have to change what we're doing in the building to get the people to the message. those things can change, and if you're not just locked into your old religious tradition. See, that's what happened to the Jews. The Jewish people, Jesus come along and said, there's a change. And the religious Jewish people said, no, there's not going to be change. We're going to do just like we always did, and that's what we're going to do. Well, folks, that's not the way it works. See, we're in a new covenant. Jesus took care of all of this stuff for us, but yet we change and the people would change because he's got a plan so we can reach more people. I mean, Jeremy and his wife Ashley now are real involved in the church. It wasn't very long ago. I didn't even know Jeremy. Jeremy moved in right behind me. I didn't even know Jeremy. Noah, he's building an ark. That's their boy. I would never have thought they were going to move. But see, everything you don't know. Mayor Dickerson, he had to go to assisted living. He used to live there. I mean, just changes. One day I had an oak tree this big around on the west side of my house. The next day, I don't have that tree anymore. Now, when the sun comes across, the sun comes in. Everything changes. So we've got to be at the place where we enjoy and just stay in that area and understand that God never changes. You know, recognize he's an okay God. And he knows your change. And folks, when the season passes, and it will, in everything that's going on, what kind of impression have we made? Who have we touched? Who have we imparted to? What effect did you have in their life? Did you allow God to grow you up when you went through the hard times? Did you allow God to use you to help somebody else grow up when you went through the hard times? Everything, every job, everything in life is seasonal. Let's come to the place, folks, listen, to let God do what God does best. The sun always comes up, or let's just say it right, the earth always turns. The sun sitting out there is not moving. Everything he's got designed in the universe. I mean, folks, when the space program first started, they could not calculate how to get into orbit. The math would not work. And then somebody in the group said, what about when time stood still? And they calculated that time, and that changed the whole situation in the Space Center. God has got everything. You can ask Dr. Craig. You remove one chemical out of your body that's supposed to be there, and you're messed up. Connie had to have her thyroid taken out, so she has to take thyroid medicine. It's not like, well, you know, it's kind of like, too, you know, they got real carefree there for a while. Oh, let's just take your appendix out. Let's just take your gallbladder out. Well, folks, the Lord didn't put them in to be taken out. They're there for a reason. And this life that you're living every day is for a reason. It's not just about you. It's all about everybody around you. So while we're in this season of going to Walmart, of going to Dillard's, of going wherever you go, well, I don't know them people. It doesn't make any difference. Yeah, but I don't like the way they look. It doesn't make any difference. But if you've seen them, if you smell them, it doesn't make any difference. I ran across a guy up at Casey's the other day on a bicycle. A lot of them passing through right now. And I said, where are you headed? Oregon. I said, oh, wow. I said, you got a trip to go. I said, how long have you been on the road? He said, 3.5 weeks. He goes, yeah, it's going to be a long ride. And we talked back and forth. And I didn't share the gospel. I just loved him where he was. You know, isn't it amazing how all those bicycle riders are thin? Well, if you rode 70 miles a day, I asked you, how far you go? He said, 55 to 70 miles a day. I said, really? I didn't ask you how long it's going to take to get to Oregon. I mean, that just sounds like a long way off to me. How many, you know, I should have said, how many tires you go through before you get there? Yeah. But you know what? That bike ride is a season in his life. Back when I used to get up and run 4 miles out to Boss's Lake and back, was a season in my life. I won't ever get to do that again. I've started a new thing. I've told some people, I got a bucket list. You know, everybody has these bucket lists for what they're going to get done. I got a bucket list for heaven, because I don't plan on running miles again like Laura can do. But when I get to heaven, because I love that. But when I get to heaven, it's not going to hurt. I'm going to enjoy it. I can be as fast as I want to be. So you better really be believing that you're going to outrun me. I want to go skydiving. I didn't get to go. Only because I went out to Hunter Field when they did it. And I watched, me and my cousin Bill was watching them, because we were going to go in and sign up. And one of the people that jumped out, their chute got tangled up. And they fell. And then they popped the emergency chute. And I said, Bill, I'm not doing it. But I am going to do it in heaven. That's one of my bucket lists. But guess what? If I would have or I wouldn't have, that still would have been a season of my life. Riding motorcycles was a season of my life. I can't do that anymore. I did it then. The people that I touched then, the people that they touched me, everything's seasonal where you're at. God loves you, and he has you right where you're supposed to be. Don't get ahead of him. Don't get behind him. Just hang out where he's got you and trust the grace that he's given you for that season. Let's stand up. Thank you, Lord, for that season. Thank you, Father. Father, we just lift up everybody that's here, everybody by the internet. Lord, we thank you that you've made everything in season. Father, we get to heaven, there's no time and no problem with any of it. We have to have seasons here, most of us just to maintain until we know it's going to end to get into the next one. But Father, if there's anybody here that's dealing with a season that's been very, very difficult right now, I thank you that you are the comfort, you are the strength. And Father, I thank you that you're going to encourage them, and you're going to give them, just going to show them that this season is going to end. You just hold on. You just hold on. And I thank you, Father, if there's a season of sickness in a person's body, I thank you that that's going to end in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, in these end days, you've already showed us in the Word there's going to be more miracles. Signs and wonders are going to be more. And I thank you, those people that have got sickness and disease, those people that are battling cancer, I thank you that they're going to get that miracle in the time they're here on this vapor, this time we are here on earth. And Father, if we don't get that healing, we're still going to get that healing when this little journey we've got's over. I thank you, Father, for everybody here. And I thank you, Lord, that whatever we're going through, we're going to get through it. Whatever we're going through, we are going to get through it. I don't say that just flippantly. I know that your word says you would never allow it to even come into our life unless you knew that we could walk through it. And we thank you, Father. We trust in you for the season that we're in, and we're looking forward to the next season that you've got designed for us. Help us to get up in the morning, reach out and love people. Love them and take care of them. Love you and love them and take care of them. And then go to bed and get up and do it again, Father. And we thank you for this season that we're in. And everybody here said amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you. Thank you for just safety around about us as we travel home today. And thank you, Father. Give us a good week to be able to just love people that surround us and love you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Call you blessed. You are dismissed. If you need prayer for anything, the elders will be up front.